This morning, I took a walk. I was hoping for inspiration. I had this notion that if I got outside, heard the birds, and felt the wind, that this would help. And so I went across the way here to where there's quite a steep hill. Thought perhaps if I got to the top of the hill and looked around and could see all around below, that that would be very inspiring. And then I would have wonderful words to offer here tonight. Maybe even poetry, you never know. And so I started up the up the hill, keeping an aerobic pace, and went along. It was a pleasant walk. And then I noticed a little tree off to the side. Quite caught my attention. So I stopped for a bit and studied it. I felt I'd had enough of the tree, and so I started walking up the hill again to get to where my inspiration awaited me. And so I walked again aerobically, briskly up the hill. But the tree followed me. It stayed in my mind. I kept picturing it, kept thinking about it. And I tried to reason with myself and the tree. This really isn't the thing that I came out here for. I know it's at the top of the hill where all the lovely view is and the birds and so forth. But the tree insisted that it was the reason that I came out. And so I recognized this as an offering, an invitation, and that it's generally wise to accept such invitations when they insist upon being noticed. That this is where the liveliness and the richness is. Although I couldn't imagine how this could be the case for this little tree. And so I feared that your encouragement tonight was doomed. But we'll work with what we have. So let me tell you a bit about this tree. It stood about 1 foot high. It was some sort of evergreen, like a cedar or an arborvitae or something like that. I don't know them very well. They have those flat, fan-like leaves, needles. And it was planted in the Hell Strip. The Hell Strip is that section between the roadside curb and the sidewalk, where anything planted there is exposed to all the harsh elements, the heat and of you know, radiating off the asphalt, and the snow plows tossing snow and salt toward them, and car doors opening onto them. It's really a rough life there on the Hell Strip. But this little tree seemed to be doing okay so far. But one of the curious things about the tree was that it had a tag still attached to it. Whoever had planted it had not taken its identifying tag off of it, and the tag was flying merrily in the wind. And on the tag was a picture of this perfect evergreen, all grown up, how it would look one day. But judging from this little 1 foot tall tree and where it was planted, I suspected that it was not going to turn out quite like that. That perhaps the truth of this tree's life would be quite different. And I thought about how that goes for us as human beings, that we too come with a tag that has the picture on it of the ideal life. Whatever Hell Strip space that we find we've been born into for whatever reason, there's the tag of how it's supposed to all turn out. It looks so lovely. It's, we grow up to be healthy and good-looking and well-adjusted, and we have jobs and houses and 2.5 children, It all goes, that's the plan. But our own lives generally offer something rather different, something we're sure is a mistake, and definitely lacking. Maybe it's physical problems, either something that we're born with or something that is visited upon us, perhaps a terrible car accident or illness, or at the very least, the difficulties of aging. Or perhaps it's we're born into difficult circumstances, poverty, or a family that does not work very well together. Who knows? There are so many possibilities, so many ways for things to go awry and to not match the tag. And so it can feel like a life of lack, that this ideal that we are working toward we never quite reach. This and that stands in the way. Not enough. Always falling short, failing. But then I was wondering about this matter of accepting the invitation, whatever happens to be offered, as the tree insisted that I do with it. And that what happens when we are invited to live a less than ideal life, less than what's on the tag, in difficult circumstances, our particular hell strip. And we accept the invitation. Then it's a life of abundance. Nothing lacking. We have everything we need to live that life. Already there and provided. No effort required. We need only say yes. And that's where the richness is and where the liveliness is. Not in our two-dimensional image of what's at the top of the hill, what's on the tag, but where we are growing right now. Josh talked today about polishing tiles. And perhaps we're lucky enough to be able to polish one into a mirror. But I think generally we're surrounded by the dusty kind, the dull and dusty ones. That's what's on offer. And so to accept that offer, to pick up that dusty tile and begin to polish, not because we think it might turn into something else, but because that's what's been offered and we say yes. Because to be alive is to polish. To polish is to be alive. Who knows what it will become? I did make it to the top of the hill. It was a lovely view. I recommend it for everyone. Then I came back down. And now it's lovely to sit here with all of you. And I find that to be inspiring as well. I don't have any poetry. I'm sorry.